Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right. Good morning to you. Glad you're with us here on the Mark Cox Morning Show. We have got so much to get to and not a lot of time to do it. I just have to tell you. I got Chad Pergram before the end of the hour from Fox News. I've got the RNC chairman at 7:35. We got Cully Stimson, of course, a senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation, coming up to talk more about what's going on in the Middle East for you in the next segment. And I want you to kind of, you just got to kind of keep up, right? There's a huge debate right now among conservatives over what we should do in the Middle East. And you know, it's kind of driving me a little bit crazy. I got a lot of these people that I have always looked up to or admired for their ability to come out and speak the truth about all these different issues. Tucker Carlson comes to mind, and Tucker has gone off the cliff a little bit here. I got to be honest with you. He's gone off the cliff a little bit about the decisions potentially by Donald Trump to take on Iran here. I don't know. I'm sort of with Mark Levin, and I'll play you a bite from him here in a few minutes. He's sort of questioning if not now, when? Do you wait till they load it on top of a missile and blast it toward the U.S.? There was a pretty incredible exchange between Tucker Carlson and Ted Cruz yesterday, where Tucker is doing the whole gotcha question thing to one of his fellow conservatives. Like, well, how many people live in Iran? Cruz is like, I'm not sure. How can you not know the answer to that if you want to bomb them? I don't understand that. Maybe somebody can explain it to me. I don't get it. I'm not quite sure why everybody is acting like that at the moment. Got to be real honest with you about it. So we're going to get to everything for you coming up here shortly. Right now, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
What specifically is better than a ceasefire? What are you looking for here?
An end. A real end, not a ceasefire. An end.
So something that would be permanent.
Yeah, or giving up entirely. That's okay, too.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's not, giving up entirely, giving up your nuclear weapons program because you're never going to be allowed to have a nuclear weapon. We've stated that very clearly. There's only a couple of ways this can end.
There's no doubt in my mind that if the Ayatollah had a nuclear weapon, he would use it to destroy Israel as part of his religious agenda. His religious agenda includes purifying Islam, going after Sunni Saudi Arabia, destroying the Jewish state, and coming after us because we're infidels.
Yeah, Lindsey Graham. There's no doubt about where Lindsey stands. He's ready to take on this whole mess right now.
We all support President Trump. We appreciate what he's doing. He's unique. He's doing things that nobody else would do that need to be done. So we want to see him succeed. My higher loyalty, though, is to my kids and grandkids.
Yeah, Ron Johnson there talking about the big, beautiful bill. There's a little change for you. He's talking about the big, beautiful bill and the fact that he's okay with it, but it doesn't go far enough. So apparently he's not a yes just yet on this thing.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm a warmonger because I think that these 7th century primitive barbarians with 21st century technology should be removed so that we can protect our country, our families, our children. If this is not a reason to defend ourselves, then give me one.
Yeah, Mark Levin there kind of went sideways on Hannity last night. Not against Hannity, but on Hannity's show. Let me rephrase that. And, you know, to Mark's point here, it's not about being a warmonger or wanting to get tied up in a foreign country on some of these issues. I think that whole thing has really been overblown. That whole concept of can you go part of the way there without going all the way? And, you know, I heard Tucker Carlson questioning yesterday. He had Ted Cruz on his show, and I'm sure Ted agreed to go on there because it's Tucker Carlson, and Tucker's always been pretty reasonable on a lot of these issues. And yesterday, Tucker took the chance to start asking Ted Cruz these gotcha questions. And at the end of the day, I don't understand why conservatives are beating themselves up over this. You've got the left by the short hairs here. You do. There's no doubt about that. You've got them on the rails on immigration. You've got them on the rails on men playing in women's sports. You're winning on all of these issues. Why are you suddenly opposed to supporting Israel? I don't get that, because that's what it comes down to. At the end of the day, every day they wake up, people in Israel are fighting for their lives. They're an island in a violent sea that would like to envelop them and cover them up and make them go away like they never existed before. They want to see them sink below the waves of radical Islam in the Middle East. That's what they want. Every day they face that. And there's no greater threat to Israel than Iran. And Iran, unlike the WMD argument, is enriching plutonium to build a nuclear bomb to use probably on Israel. But if they could get it on a rocket and fly to the United States, we are the great evil to them. They hate the United States of America. Why have we put up with this for so long? Somebody tell me that. And why is it wrong to have a president with the strength to look at this situation and look at all of the options and not take something off the table just because some of the people who voted for him only voted for him because they didn't think he would ever, ever, ever take a wartime stance on any issue? Are you kidding me? You can't shy away from the threats of your time. Neville Chamberlain did that. We don't need another Neville Chamberlain. We don't need to get into a third world war. But we need to stand firm on this issue. And I don't understand the conservatives who are so angry at what Donald Trump hasn't even done yet, that they're going off the rails, like Tucker Carlson saying America is at peril here. I think all of that is overblown. And I've always been a pretty big fan of Tucker, but I do not understand. He's almost unhinged on this issue. And I just don't get that. Coming up, we're going to talk to Cully Stimson. He's a senior legal fellow with the Heritage Foundation. Lots of issues going on right now. The court stepping in once again to stop the president with issues about foreign students coming to these universities. I mean, it's just every day it's another judge who thinks they're smarter than or more powerful than the president of the United States. And we'll talk to Cully about that. Then Michael Whatley, chairman of the Republican National Committee, joins me about 7:35. Back in a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.